Thank you for taking 10 minutes for commercial-free current events. I'm Carl Azus. First up, jobs in the U.S. The government's monthly unemployment report came out last Friday. It's significant for a couple of reasons. One, it's one indication of how the U.S. economy is doing. Two, it's the final government jobs report before November's midterm elections. That's when Americans vote on all seats of the U.S. House of Representatives and a third of those in the U.S. Senate. And a recent CNN ORC poll found that the economy is the biggest issue on the ballot. Democrats and the president are generally celebrating the report. Republicans are generally saying it's not good enough. Will it matter in the midterms?
Escaping the gloom and doom in Washington, President Obama toured a steel plant in Indiana to shine a light on the revived U.S. economy.
This progress that we've been making, it's been hard. It goes in fits and starts. It's not always been perfectly smooth or as fast as we want, but it is real and it is steady and it is happening.
The new numbers are encouraging. 248,000 jobs created in September and an unemployment rate at 5.9%, the lowest level since July 2008. The president thanked workers, then patted himself on the back.
And it's also got a little bit to do with some decisions we made pretty early on in my administration.
But the president isn't getting much credit. Before the latest jobs report, only 42% of Americans said they approved of Mr. Obama's handling of the economy.
We have undeniable unfinished business, and that's why no one's spiking any footballs here at the Labor Department or the White House, because there's still too many people that need work.
Republicans argue that's because government regulations are holding back job growth.
We need to start growing America's economy instead of Washington's economy, so that working Americans see better wages and more opportunity.
Cue the midterm elections, little more than a month away. The president wants voters to approve his economic plan, which includes raising the minimum wage and passing immigration reform by keeping Democrats in control of the Senate.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot.
One reason why Americans aren't feeling the recovery yet is wages. American take-home pay is only up a meager 2% over the last 12 months. And until that number changes, President Obama may not get the credit he wants for the improving U.S. economy. Jim Acosta, CNN, The White House.
A U.S. Marine may be the first American military casualty in the war against the ISIS terrorist group. Corporal Jordan L. Spears was aboard an MV-22 Osprey, an aircraft like this. Last Wednesday, it was taking off from an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf when it suddenly lost power. It did not crash into the water. The pilots were able to get control before that. But because it looked like it was going to, Spears and another crew member jumped into the Gulf. The other service member was rescued. Spears was lost at sea. Because his squadron is supporting U.S. operations in the region, which include the war against ISIS, Spears could be classified as a casualty of the war. Doctors have been saying for years that if you take a hit to the head in sports, especially football, but also soccer or basketball or anything else, get it checked out. Last year, an Institute of Medicine study found there's still this culture among athletes that they don't report possible concussions. They want to keep playing. They don't want to let their teammates down. Recent tragedies remind all of us of the importance of playing smart.
In just the last week, we've been reminded how dangerous youth football can be. The games are supposed to be about having fun in school spirit, but right now, three different communities are in mourning after deaths on the field.
16-year-old varsity lineman Tom Cutinella was involved in a collision during the third quarter of Wednesday night's game in New York's Long Island. According to authorities, he got up after the hit, but then collapsed from a serious head injury. Cutinella was rushed to the hospital, but died after emergency surgery.
The game involves contact, and it was the result of a freak football play.
Parents put their kids into sports thinking that they're going to be all right, and so it's just a scary thing.
Cutinella's death follows two others in the past week. In Alabama, 17-year-old Demario Harris Jr. died Sunday after collapsing on the field Friday following a tackle. The cause of death was unknown. And in North Carolina, 17-year-old Isaiah Langston died after collapsing during his team's pregame warmups. His cause of death is also unknown. Deaths among high school football players are rare. Last season, of the more than 1 million players, there were just 8 football-related deaths. Not all of the deaths were contact-related, but some were a result of a head injury. Concussions are a growing problem in the game. All football players, including high schoolers, have a 75% chance of suffering a concussion. And players who suffer a concussion are twice as likely to receive a second one. The dangers of head injuries are starting to resonate with parents. Participation in both Pop Warner and high school football has decreased in the past 5 years.
Many states and leagues have adopted rules where players have to sit out after a hard hit. They've also tried to provide better helmets and thicker padding, along with more education for coaches. But we all know in football, once a play starts on the field, anything can happen.